That's the latest. I'm Victoria Glover.
Thank you, Victoria. It's 2 minutes past six today, Friday the 25th of May. And she's going to ruin it. What's he doing?
I'm trying to plug my headphones in.
Well, this could have all been done before, from half four.
Busy catching up.
So from half four this morning when you got here in preparation for our last broadcast.
Oh, don't. I feel like it's the last day of school.
I know. Brooke Vincent is here, everybody, today. I'm Mike Tooner, by the way. This is the last breakfast show.
I was going to say, more to the point.
Who am I?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Michael Tulanio.
Join us here starting night just today with Kibble Lockett and Joe Blakeway.
Hey! All the old jingles today, that's what we're gonna do.
They let that go out. It's like something out of Barney's Playhouse. I'd have turned off if I was you, listener.
Yeah, I think they did. Anyway, it's the 25th of May, my last breakfast show today. This is Mabel Notes and Fine Line at 6:03.
He came in crawling this morning, already getting.
It is 6:10. Good morning. This is the final breakfast show with me, Mike. And today I'm not going it alone. Today,
thank the Lord.
It's Brooke Vincent, Sophie Webstroff, Corrie, and here we are for the final time. Hits Radio, of course, is coming here 4th of June. We're very excited. I hope you're going to pop in still when it's Hits Radio.
Hits Radio.
Yeah.
And
what do you reckon?
Brooke.
Brookie in the morning.
Maybe.
Today's 25th of May. It's raining today, which is disappointing.
Oh, I'm livid. I finally shaved my legs, is what's happened. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to put my nice dresses on and my shorts, and it's just wasted.
I know. You come in today in...
unpredictableness.
You come in today in your... How would you describe what you're wearing? Very difficult to describe.
It's really funny because these are new leggings and they have little A's on for Adidas. But because my legs are a bit chubby, they've had to spread. So they've got a bit of white lines in the back now.
You've not got a bit chubby.
I have.
You've not.
You look, a little bit.
Your hair today.
More to the point, how are you? Let's focus on you today. How are you?
You've never focused on me in all the years I've known you.
Last show.
You're right. Do you know, I'm really good. I'm very excited about this Hits Radio thing. But there's obviously a tinge of sadness saying goodbye to Q103 and all that sort of caper and saying goodbye to this show, but I'm not going to miss the alarm clocks.
Well, I was going to say, how funny is this? The whole time I would have listened to the radio in the morning, you would have been on the breakfast.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you feel old?
Yes. Well, because we met when you were a little kid.
Yeah, like 9.
Were you 9?
No, I was about 12.
Really?
Yeah.
God, that makes me feel so old. Let's not talk about that story. But no, I introduced Brooke here to Victoria Beckham back in the day. Do you remember that?
Do you remember that?
Yeah, we can tell that story later.
Oh,
that was a story and a half. Victoria Beckham hated her.
I will always remember.
She did.
We're now friends. The day you kiss my lips, light as a feather.
On the day we fell. Anne-Marie, 2002. So, Hits Radio is on the way. Today is 25th of May. Today is rainy, it's breezy, it's horrible. Afternoon highs today of only 16 degrees, but the good news is for the bank holiday weekend, which of course starts this afternoon, it's all going to be good again.
Yeah.
Great. Let's do, for one last time, our last night in 10.
Last night in 10. Q103.
So, Brooke, tell us about your last night. You've got 10 seconds.
So, I went to an event in Manchester last night, and I was parking my car right outside, and it said parking suspension. I obviously read it wrong on my car, and I nearly got towed.
So there was a little...
I actually have the documents with me.
This is show and tell.
Yeah.
You've actually brought in a prop.
No, I need to pay the fine. Tell my mum, she'll go mad. Look, I come back to this. Big red
this
notice.
This vehicle has been authorised for removal, Manchester City Council.
Yeah.
So where did you park again? What street was you on?
No, I was on a normal parking bay, but apparently the police have made people not park there, so they have the little cones out. Well, because the cone went in the middle of the road, I thought, oh, it's fine.
Oh.
And I got the dates wrong. and yeah. So
you, but you managed to move the car before the tow truck had come.
Of course I
so
did.
You got the notice on your windscreen that the tow truck was coming. And then you got out of there in time.
Yeah, my friend was coming in late and said, "Brooke, your car is authorised for removal."
I had that happen to me on King Street in town. You know the restaurant and bar and grill. That's John Dalton Street, isn't it? Restaurant and bar and grill. I parked right outside. I thought, look how lucky this is. There's a spot just outside, and I came out after the meal. And my car was gone, and my first reaction was I phoned the police.
Really?
Yeah, and then they said, yes, Mr. Toolan, it's been impounded.
Yeah, great. It's a really weird situation, isn't it, to find your car up in the air on, like, a big clamp.
Yeah, or an even worse one, not to find your car at all. The car's gone. That was the problem. Last night for me, not nearly as eventful as you.
Well.
I went to Media City, you know where you hang around with your media types.
Yes.
And I had a lovely dinner at The Botanist. And it was like, they have this little outdoor-y bit, like a patio. And it was lovely. The sun was scorching down. I was there.
It's a bit like a greenhouse, isn't it?
And it was, yeah. It was lovely.
Lots of plants and stuff.
Lots of plants and me and my friend Tommy.
And you and Tom?
me and Tom. it's 17 minutes past six. This is the final breakfast show with me and Brooke. Baby. Calvin Harris and Rihanna. This is what you came for. It is now 20 past six, Friday morning, 25th of May. Because it's my last show today, we're going to have some memories.
Oh, gosh. I know, but you know when you think the reason why things ended is so better things can happen, so I don't know what you're going to pull out the bag now.
Well, better things are coming.
Go on.
So Gethin is going to be on the show with Gemma and Dave. And I went out for lunch yesterday with Gethin and Dave.
Yeah.
And they're actually very, very funny. They are better.
Are they funny?
Yeah, they are funny, yeah. They're really nice guys. It's going to be a good show, actually. It's going to be really good.
It's a bit like selling your house on. Selling your house and them saying, right, what we're going to do is, we don't really like that, so we're going to put an extension on the back. We're going to tarmac the back garden.
Yeah.
And that big wall that you
Wall.
Yeah.
And like we're going to knock through here. It is a bit like that.
And to take your wife as well.
Oh, bless her.
Poor Gemma and Matt.
Yeah, I know. That's a really good analogy.
It's like I'm kicking you out the house.
Yeah.
Extending your house. Bigger
I'm extending
things.
Your house and I'm stealing your wife.
Yeah.
That's a great analogy. It's going to be a long morning. they said to me, what do you want to do on the last show? And I thought, well, some of the things I became famous for years ago was doing the wind-ups. And you were a little kid when I was doing these.
Famous?
When I say famous,
not as in
well-known for the show. So we got a couple of those. They were called Toolanized.
Yes.
As in, you've been Toolanized. We're going to play some of them. And also, my favourite show on TV has always been Coronation Street, as you know.
Yes.
So today's a Corrie special with you at the heart. Of it.
Yep.
We've then got Simon Gregson, Steve McDonald coming in. We've got Sally Diviner.
No, Diniver.
Diniver, yeah, that's what I said. Sally, your mum, she's going to be phoning in. Loads of other surprises. Jack Shepherd. Yeah, plays David
really
Pratt.
Really big fan, aren't you? Getting everyone's names wrong.
Yeah, good point.
Breakfast. With the Lowry Outlets. Step into spring with fresh finds. Up to 70% off the RRP.
Hits Radio is a-coming. It's now 6:30. But for today, it's me and Brooke, who's been doing this show with me on and off for quite a few years, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, don't say in such
two,
a...
Two. Or maybe three.
No, it's longer than that, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so. It feels longer.
Feels a lot longer.
God, it feels like it's been a lifetime.
Crumples.
So we're going to be remembering some of our favourite bits on Key 103 over the years. And I know, you know, people are always a bit averse to change, aren't they? People go, I don't like change. But listen, you know, it's...
Change is good, though.
It's a good thing. My analogy, you know, you said about the Gethin and Dave coming and taking over my old house. My analogy is that the listeners, the listener, people don't like change because it's a bit like, you know, when you're driving to work in the morning and there's a diversion.
I was going
to
say road closure.
Road closure. And you're like, oh, bloody hell. I don't need this now. I know my route. And that's how people feel about a breakfast
I think
show.
People get a bit annoyed about road closures because it usually takes longer, Mike. I think you should find a new analogy.
I need a new analogy. Let's just use your house one. Good morning. It is now 6:31, Friday morning, 25th of May. The latest news for Manchester. Here's Victoria Glover.
The police watchdog is looking into whether more could have been done to prevent the deaths of four children.
Hello, Lady Gaga. Friday morning, 25th of May, and it's Mike Toolan on The Breakfast Show for the final time with Brooke Vincent. We were just listening to some of the old wind-ups.
I think if you had done more Toolanized recently, you wouldn't have lost the bet to Gethin, mate. Let me tell you. They were so funny. You were so funny.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What are you saying? That you can kick me on a day like today?
Honestly, I think they are so funny.
We used to do the wind-ups. We're going to play one for you before 8.30 this morning. A woman in a pub in Salford who properly goes mental. She really, really, really gets angry, and she uses every word under the,
Can we not do that again when you go to the Hits?
Yeah, maybe. Hits Radio, it's called.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Hits Radio.
Yeah, potentially. Can we? I like the way you're already involved in the show. Simon Gregson, Steve McDonald from Coronation Street is coming in live in a bit. We're also speaking to your screen mum.
Yes.
Sally. In a few minutes. Sounds like a Corrie special. And 5K, our final ever 5K on the way next. See ya, Kendrick Lamar and the greatest at 17 minutes past 8.
Please come and listen to some of your Toolanized. Please, can I have a copy of this? I feel like this is going to get played at your funeral.
Oh,
like
thanks.
The best of Mike Toolan.
Well, why don't you start planning for my funeral now?
I know what we should do, right?
Go on.
We should get a collective of them. Pretty much like your CD now.
Yeah.
But just get it, like, downloaded to iTunes and people can listen like a little podcast.
And if enough people download it, maybe we should bring them back.
Definitely bring them back.
Do you think so?
That's the best thing you've ever done.
She giveth with one hand and she taketh with the other. I don't know whether wind-ups are a bit dead now.
Honestly, I love a good prank. Jack Shepherd does a really good Mickey Mouse impression, and we used to get him to ring up the Hilton and ask...
Did he really?
This is before he had children. He's gone boring since then. But yeah, we used to get him to ring up the Hilton and be Mickey Mouse.
And what sort of things did he say?
Can he have a room for me?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I got it, yeah. So Catherine Middleton, and her little son Lenny, she only got 5 on the 5K. It's worth saying very quickly that it's going to turn into a 10K.
Is it?
Because Q103 is
national.
Because it's going all national. There's bigger budgets for everything. So everything is getting bigger. When it's Hits Radio with Gethin and Gemma and Dave, who's just popped in. It's going to be worth 10K. But I'm also going to have a 5K quiz on my show, which starts at 10.
Because obviously Matt's not here, I can now say the answers without him snarling.
That's true. Let's do it. Right, okay, you do the answers then. Read his correct answers if you're playing along in the car or the house. Who is going to captain England at this year's World Cup?
It's Harry Kane.
Which county is Prince Harry now the Duke of?
Sussex.
Icon is the newest roller coaster to open up at which northern theme park?
Blackpool Pleasure Beach.
Which Gallagher brother has a daughter named Molly?
Liam.
Toucan and stork are both types of what?
Birds.
I used to get called toucan. Because it sounds a bit like Toulon. Not because of my nose.
Well,
shut up. Yeah,
sell.
I know you were. Apart from May, in which other month do you get
two
bank holidays?
It's December. I didn't know that.
Who performed... New Year's... No, hang on. But Boxing Day and Christmas Day.
That throws people off because it's not Monday.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Who performed the first 3 shows at the Etihad Stadium last night?
Mr. Ed Sheeran.
Which wood is used to make piano keys?
Ebony.
The capital of Western Australia shares its name with which Scottish city?
Perth.
And what was this station called before it was Key 103?
Piccadilly Radio.
I was going to say, as I always do, the 5K's back on Monday, but it's not.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not back, that's it.
On Monday, June... Oh, sorry, it's, Monday, June 4th.
Yeah.
Hits Radio will have this feature for 10K. Right, it's 20 past 8. Coming up, we're going to speak to your screen mum, Sally, and we will do another Toolanized. Shawn Mendes, it's in my blood. It's now 8:28. Hits Radio is coming right here on the 4th of June. But for today, it's the final breakfast show with me and also with Brooke here today.
Hello. No, it's just making me laugh because obviously off air, we're talking about things that obviously have made us laugh over the past however long we've spent together. And my favourite was that... was that time. Do you remember that man that worked here? Do you remember?
Well, do you need to be a bit more specific?
He was blind.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember?
Yes,
and,
I do. Graham, lovely bloke.
Yeah, but the worst thing was you give him a full tour of the whole building. And he went, I know, Mike, I've worked with you for years.
Oh, God, yeah, I know. That was embarrassing.
That Toolanized really did get to your head, didn't it?
He was in reception. And he's a lovely fella. And I didn't realise he worked here. And he started chatting to me. And I said, listen, let me take you around the place. So I gave him a whole guided tour. And then I took him back to reception. He said, no, but I work here. I'm in accounts. I'm so sorry.
We've got work now, mate.
We've got your...
But now Studio 3.
We've got your, we've got your screen mum, Sally Divener, on the phone.
Divener.
I said that.
Oh,
good morning,
Sal.
Sally.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Brooke.
Hello, you okay?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. I'm sat in my dressing room waiting to go down to makeup.
Oh, yes.
For you to come in, Brooke.
I know.
Oh, have you guys got some scenes today?
Yes.
We have. Yeah, we've got some good stuff. Really good. Mike, I just want to say to you, good luck with your new show. You get a lie-in now, mate. That's great.
Do you know, honestly, I think that's one of the big things for me. And, Sal, I get to take the kids to school in the morning. Which would be great.
That is brilliant. Oh, can I just say hello to my daughter who's on her way to school? Morning, Hattie!
Hattie, have you ever met Hattie?
I have met Hattie.
She's my little friend. She's so cute.
Do you know, well, yeah, the whole family are lovely, aren't they?
Oh, the whole dinner. In real life,
people don't know this, but Sally in real life is just the nicest person. Yeah. There's none of the edge of the Sally on the telly.
No.
I once remember the first time I met you, Sally, came along to my daughter Lottie's school, I think it was like a fashion show or something.
Yes.
Do you remember? A few years ago.
Yeah.
And I said to you, I said, I didn't know you had any kids at this school. And you said, oh, I don't. I was just in Costa Coffee and someone said, could I come along and help out?
Get roped into the
And you got
things,
roped in. And you do loads of charity stuff, don't you? You're doing this kind of a Stars in Their Eyes special as well, aren't you?
Yeah, this is going to be really exciting. So please, if you want to come along, there are still tickets. It's at the Royal Northern College of Music on the 2nd of June, Saturday night. And it's for one night only, Matthew Kelly doing Stars in Their Eyes.
Oh, wow!
It's going to be amazing. The first half of the show is all the past contestants, Shirley Bassey, George Michael, Alison Moyet, and then the second half is like the new generation. Of talent, so it's going to be a great night. So please go to the Royal Northern College of Music and book some tickets and come along because
it will be so good.
That sounds brilliant. I didn't know Matthew Kelly was still doing anything like that at all. That's brilliant.
No, he's not. He's doing it for one night just for Prevent Breast Cancer, which is we are so grateful to him for doing this. I mean, he is one of the nicest men in show business, that's for sure. And and he's coming back to do this for us, Mike. And we're thrilled. We're absolutely thrilled.
And tonight, Matthew.
I'm gonna be.
God, I'm not. That's brilliant. What night? What is it? The second of June. Right, we'll all go. Yeah, are you free that night?
I'm in Milan.
Oh God, you've changed.
Sorry, Sal.
Next, she's going to get herself a footballer boyfriend. What?
Oh, Sally, don't even rise to him.
I'll come. I'll bring the kids. I used to love Stars in Their Eyes. And listen, very quickly before you go, Sal, on Coronation Street, everything's still going well. You've got some fun storylines coming up.
Oh, haven't we, Brooke?
Yeah, it's very eventful at the minute, isn't it, Sal?
We've got some great stuff, yeah, so keep watching in the summer. It'll all come on, and it's really good. We're really enjoying doing it. Great fun.
Well, listen, thank you over the years for popping in on this show and all the stuff you've done and all the brilliant charity stuff you've done. So, we will see you soon. Have a good day. Of course, Brooke, you'll see her in about an hour.
I'll see you in 20 minutes, Sam.
Yes.
Well, you've got to go in 20 minutes?
Oh, yes.
Part-timer.
Bye, Sam.
Bye. Rain and breezy today in Manchester. Afternoon highs today of 16 degrees.
Yeah, I love Sally, but don't you think
so
that just there? Bye, love. It's like you're going out of the house, innit? Bye, love.
Don't forget your sandwiches.
Yeah. Oh, she's so lovely.
She is lovely. Let's update your Manchester's headlines. Here's Victoria Glover.
The police watchdog is looking into whether more could have been done to prevent the deaths.
So, you ready for another wind-up, then?
Yeah, it's the best thing you've ever done.
Please
bring them back.
No, they're old school, but it's funny listening back.
Okay.
Let's have a listen. This is one of the wind-ups we did this in year 2000. Oh, my God.
Yvonne is the landlady of the Ashley Brook in Salford. Now, she has her dog in the pub. One of her regulars told me about this, so I called her up regarding health and hygiene. And as you'll hear, she's a little person with a big, big voice.
Hello?
It's Tony Dorsey.
Who?
Tony Dorsey from... Who's that?
It's the one of the bar staff, Leslie.
Yeah, Leslie, it's a problem with the dog, you see.
Me dog?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I'm phoning from Salford Council, from the Environmental Department.
Yeah?
Regarding your dog.
Why?
Well, because I'm sending someone round later on this afternoon.
What for?
Under section 112, standard codes of hygienic restaurant practice, as I'm sure you've read.
No.
All right. Dogs are allowed in pubs.
Yeah.
If taken proper care of. Now, apparently it's been doing the business all over the shop.
Where?
It smells like a kennels.
The pub smells like a kennel?
Yes, so I've heard. We've had a complaint from a customer.
Oh, you really know?
Yes.
Oh, so you're going to take a customer's word from it?
Well, I mean, we've had a report...
Have you been in the pub?
Have I been in the pub?
Yeah.
No, it's not my kind of establishment. I like wine bars.
So you've not been in the pub?
No.
So you're just going to take a customer's thing?
Well, yeah. I have to take these things most seriously. People, you know, shouldn't bring their pets into work if they're going to do poo-poos.
It doesn't sh** in the pub.
Well, I've heard that it does.
Oh, have you?
Yes.
Right, well, then tell me who said it, because I've got all my customers downstairs to vouch for you that it's the cleanest dog in Salford.
Well, listen, there's no need to get all ratty with me.
Well, don't say that it's it's in a pub when it doesn't. You listen to other people. Give me the name.
Well, we've do you know exactly where it goes to the toilet?
Sorry?
Do you know where it goes?
It goes around on the grass bird at the back.
Because we had a report of one customer who said their beer was a little bit too cloudy.
All right, so it didn't even go in the cellar. Will you just ask, tell me who?
Hey?
Who?
I can't tell you.
No, so you can listen to other people.
Oh, you're getting all ratty. What's wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me? You're saying I live in a hole.
You daft old trout. There's no need to get so uppity.
Don't you call me a daft old trout.
Well, there's no need for any of this, is there?
Well, don't you speak to me like that over my dog.
What's the name of your dog?
This is a matter. Didn't the customer not told you that?
The silly, smelly lurcher.
What?
Nothing.
What? Don't you talk to me like that.
I just said it was, maybe it was a bit of a smelly lurcher.
You've not even come and seen it. You've not even been in me pub.
I wouldn't go in your pub.
Well, you're not fucking welcome in my pub.
Simon Gregson is here with us.
Good morning.
Simon Gregson from Coronation Street is going to be here with us till 10 for our final breakfast show. Then Hits Radio is coming here June 4th. This guy is back at the Etihad. He was wearing an I Love Manchester t-shirt last night and the crowd went potty. This is Ed.
I found a love
for... Ed Sheeran and Beyonce. He's back at the Etihad tonight. It was brilliant last night. Si Gregson from Corrie's here. Are you an Ed Sheeran fan, mate?
Yeah, I do like the guy. You know, he comes across as a really cool dude, and the guy can play a guitar, can't he?
Oh, he can. In fact, you know, he's one of these rare people. He can just be him and a guitar, and he can fill an entire stadium. He doesn't need anything else.
Yeah.
And he does this weird thing. I can't remember what it's called, where he plays a little riff on his guitar, and then it records it. Then he plays it back.
That thing with his feet.
And he does the thing with his feet, and then he adds something else to it. So yeah. He just doesn't even, I've forgotten the actual name of the process, but it's amazing. Yeah.
I actually don't think he's doing any of that. I think it's just like somebody else.
You reckon?
Pre-recorded. I reckon he can play the guitar.
Yeah, he's not a one-man band, is he? He doesn't even write his own songs.
Yeah, I don't even think he's called Ed.
And I think he's actually got black hair, he just dyes it ginger.
Fred
Yeah,
Brereton.
Whatever. Never liked him. He's back on at the Etihad tonight. We've got someone calling us. Who is it again? Michelle. Morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. And Simon's here with us.
Good morning, Simon.
All
not
right.
Michelle Connery.
I'm far sexier than Michelle Connery.
Happy days. Why don't you just swing by Key 103, love?
Well, yeah, if you believe that, you know.
Oh, the last Coronation Street I saw, actually, was the one where you were... hang on, has this gone out yet?
I don't know.
So, yes, it has.
Has it?
Yeah, the wedding.
I don't watch it.
I've never seen it in my life. The wedding thing where you kiss Michelle.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Is that going out? I can't remember. Right. And you are calling us why, Michelle? It's just to say it's sort of general goodbye, Michelle.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you so much, and I just want to wish you all the best. Honestly, you brighten my day every single day going to work. So I'd just like to say thank you to you all.
Oh, well, I would like to say thank you to you for that comment. That's really, really kind of you.
That's my pleasure.
Oh, listen, have a lovely weekend. Simon's looking at me like, God, there had to be one fan out there.
Yeah. How much have you paid your
Yeah, we've found him.
Through good times and bad times, you've been there all the time. Thank you very much.
That's really sweet. Thank you. We've had a couple of people over the last week and stuff saying that to Gemma and Matt and me. When people go through tough times and we're just sort of fanning around in the morning, it's nice to have, you know, someone there, isn't it? Yeah. But listen, Gethin. And Dave and Gemma from June 4th, honestly, will be brilliant. They'll be your new pals. It's just like going to a different school.
Well, yeah, I like the old school. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. Yeah. Thanks, have a great weekend, and thank you very much for your call. You see, they're out there, Si. There are people who like me.
If
not
that
in this
wasn't
room.
Your auntie.
Oh, shut up.
I'm a man.
Breakfast with the Larry Outlet. Hits Radio Manchester is coming. Hits Radio is coming to Manchester.
June. Snow Patrol chasing cars at 9:12. Friday 25th of May. Good morning, I'm Mike Toolan. This is Simon Gregson.
Good morning.
Good morning. I've not asked you about Corrie or anything yet, sorry, since you've been here today. Is it going well? Are you busy?
I have been busy, yeah. It's kind of peaks and troughs at the minute, which is good.
Yeah.
You know, I get to do stuff. And then some days I don't get. I get to be Steve.
Oh, yeah.
To get to be Simon.
Simon. And well, I suppose everyone else confuses the two. So
very
if they,
much so.
So what do people say to you when they see you in the supermarket?
Hello, Steve.
Yeah, and you're like, no,
well,
that, he's
to
a character.
Be fair, I do look exactly like Steve.
You sound a bit like him.
I sound a bit like him, look like him, and the same size as him. Which is very weird when people put on stuff like Twitter, and like, oh my God. How can all them really fit girls kiss Steve? I'm like, I don't put a Steve suit on. You are basically saying I am fat and ugly. So, but thanks for that.
But your nickname for you was, and it's the best name ever, was, I don't know if it still is on Twitter, Fat Dracula.
Fat Dracula, because of my very strange hairline, which I've had since I was a baba.
Yes.
And, yeah, and the fact that, occasionally I'm quite portly.
How, you're looking really healthy. You've got a glow about you.
It's been really hot, man.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I've been gardening.
Have you really?
Gardening, dude.
Right, okay. You were telling me there before during that Snow Patrol song about that there is a real good camaraderie at work and you guys can kind of like fanny about the place and you actually, a little thing you just tell everyone, you can actually occasionally burst into someone else's scene just for fits and giggles.
Yeah, well, you know, if somebody's, it's usually Joe Dittine, because I just like annoying him. And, yeah, you know, it's just the usual kind of banter everybody does
yeah.
at work, I guess.
So
know?
He's in the middle of a scene.
He's in the middle of a scene. I'll just walk past and say, rubbish! or put my head through. And anything just to annoy him.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. That's brilliant.
And then I get it doubly back off the crew.
Of course you do. And who would be your, probably a difficult question to answer, if there's someone like who'd be your best mate there, would it be him or Chris Gascoigne, I guess, is a good mate of yours?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You've been there that long now, haven't you? That?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're all kind of one kind of group, really. Everybody gets on with everybody, you know, because you're in that green room all day sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it has been many, many years. You know, like Brooks growing up with the place, I grew up with the place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of just like the sixth form.
The common room.
Common room, yeah.
What year did you join Coronation Street?
89.
That's crazy, isn't it? That's mad, I didn't realise that long ago. You've been there longer than I've been here.
Yeah, I've been Steve longer than I've been Simon.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I've got... Bye then.
Have you just cut me off? No, you're still on, but I'm just bringing the record in. I sensed that the link was coming to an end.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake, who's coming to Manchester, it's in August now. It used to be in July, and then he changed it. It's now 9:29. Alex James is coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. And then I'm going to be... we're doing kind of like... Simon Gregson's here, by the way, this morning.
Hello.
Hello. Next week, me and all the rest of the crew are going to be in rehearsals. We're going to do rehearsals for the Hits Radio.
Packet of Purcell.
Packet of
Trade.
No, what you... I don't know what you're talking about. So this is my last show then. I'll be back on June the 4th for the new big hit show. Which at 10 o'clock in the morning. So you'll
10
be listening.
10 o'clock. Oh, yes.
Well, that doesn't sound very sincere.
Whatever, move on.
Okay. The new Han Solo movie opens up in Manchester tonight. And, you know, I'm a big Star Wars geek.
Yeah, yeah.
But apparently it's not very good. Apparently,
yeah,
no.
Tales.
Yes, which is the real shame. And it was basically following Han Solo. Obviously, it's not Harrison Ford anymore.
Mm.
It's, I forgot the name of the guy who's playing him, but it's a fairly famous actor, but it's him in the younger years.
Mm.
What do you think?
I think they've got to stop this going back to, like, you know, young Batman in his, like, underpants running around the front room. No. Yeah. It's, you know, just think of something else to make.
Yeah, you're right. Because it's a safe bet, isn't it, to take a well-known product or brand and think, no, let's do Jaws, the goldfish years.
Exactly, yeah. Or let's do, like, Ant-Man in the womb.
Yeah, Indiana Jones and the Lost Playpen.